Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I just want to greet you in Jesus' lovely name, and I want to thank you for tuning in as, with the Lord's help, we might complete this message, dreamers or doers, hearers or doers of the Word of God. And my heart is stirred because I know God has so many listening to the broadcast, that God has placed so many wonderful gifts and abilities and talents within you. Some of you don't even know unplumbed depths. I mean, when I came to the Lord, well, I mean, I didn't think I had much of anything to offer anybody. Who would have thunk, right? Who would have thought that I'd be doing what I'm doing today? In fact, I remember telling a relative, I will never be in church again. And I was very vitriolic and adamant about that, because I was convinced Christianity wasn't the way. But beloved, I want you to understand that God has a calling and a destiny on your life. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter if you can't even get out of your house. Some of the most powerful saints of God are those who are up in years, and they might be bedfast. They might not be able to do a fraction of what they could do in their early years, but that does not mean that you should be or could not be effective for the kingdom of God. We have no conception of the eternal consequence that our actions affect for eternity. We don't know the lives that are touched through prayer, beloved. In fact, I probably am where I am because people prayed for me when I didn't want prayer, when I had no desire to seek and serve God. And so whatever vision is on your heart, I am praying with all my strength and energy and fervency that God will get you stirred up. We need the saints alive. We need them on fire. Jesus wants His church to be consumed with such a first love. Do you remember when you were first saved? I was shared yesterday, the Ephesian church. Oh, I'm really appreciate all you've done. You've been patient. You've labored for my namesake, but I have something against you. You've lost your first love. We need a return to our first love. And God has given us so much grace. And the primary meaning of grace in connection with the Lord is it's free, it's eternal, it's the unmerited love and favor of God toward free moral agents who are the product of His own creation. And we who are capable of being conscious and aware of the Lord and the moral responsibilities, our conscience, which He has put within us. Grace, if you will, is the spring or the source and the very fountainhead of all the manifold benefits and blessings of God to all of His creation. That Greek word charis is found 156 times in the New Testament. It's translated grace 130 times, favor 6 times, thank and thankworthy 12 times, pleasure 2 times, acceptable, benefits, gift, gracious, joy, liberality, each one time. Beloved, God has grace extended to you. So whatever it is that God is placing upon you. I mean, I'm thinking back, my goodness, if those of you have listened a while, you know, I came to California in the mid-60s. And why? Because I wanted to go to a real university. I'd been in a girls' Catholic college. In fact, I turned down a full scholarship. Only a 19-year-old could do that. And I came out to California on a Greyhound bus all by myself because I wanted to establish residency, because at that point in time, you could attend the University of California at Berkeley with free tuition. So I did that for a year. I worked full-time. And I didn't have a car till I was in my mid-20s. And so I got a bicycle. I drove to my first full-time job, and it was Fleming's Letter Shop. It was in Berkeley. And I was, I mean, I really wasn't happy, but I was saving money for college, for to go to school, as I was establishing residency. And I was in a printing shop. It was a husband and wife team. And I learned how to collate. I learned how to run a folder. God has such a sense of humor. He was training me, equipping me for the work of the ministry, which I had no idea he was doing. But I stayed faithful at that job. And when it was time, when I became a student, of course, I went on. But there was a time that I was going to Merritt College. And I, at that point in time, I was working three part-time jobs. And I'm not just giving you my history. One of the jobs I did, just to maybe inspire some of you, and I would take a bus, I don't know, maybe one or two buses, because I had no car, and I would read for a blind student. What a blessing that was. I wasn't saved. I mean, it was just, you know, it was a job, and I was paid by the hour. But so many things I think of someone right now, I know that he's actually volunteered in a church office to help with their filing. Little things, but it's really big, because the church needs workers. In order to be effective body of Christ, we need not only the manual giftings, taking, you know, willing to teach the children's church, willing to help in the nursery, willing to help out in the Bible studies, or willing to go to the prayer group. But you may have a call of God on your life. You may feel that God is wanting you to pray. Well, you don't have to go to Bible college. If you do feel led, if that's your vision, praise God, go ahead, go for it. But, you know, I'm just thinking of a situation, a dear partner in the Lord, at least his widow is, a dear brother from Northern California, Native American. He would listen to the broadcast, he would write. And then a long time, we're talking years and years ago, Brother Glass was still alive, and I never heard, and I wrote, and I discovered through his widow that he had passed away. But she told me, as I, you know, can we minister on that reservation? And he's become a dear friend and partner to the ministry, if you can imagine. We ministered there several times. And he was a veteran, and he just, you know, he really loved God, and obviously God's call was on his life, and he would spend, you know, just a few minutes in prayer, and then there was a place not far from their home on the res, he would just go, I don't know, it was an abandoned cabin or something, and he'd go for half an hour, and then his wife, he'd be gone a couple of hours, and then he'd be gone all afternoon, and then he'd be gone all day. And then God started moving in his life through the gift. People would come over, and he'd start ministering in the gifts to them. And basically, God began a ministry, a church to that dear brother. And when he passed away, his dear wife carries it on, a very simple, humble church. And I mean, just like a little Quonset hut, nothing fancy. But I tell you what, the fire of the Lord burns in her heart. And no education, as far as professionally, I mean, you know, he didn't go to Bible, but you know what? Jesus had ignorant fishermen. They were astounded. How did they knew they were fishermen, but they knew that they had been with Jesus. And beloved, that's what it takes. I'm not speaking against Bible college, but beloved, you don't have to go to Bible college. You don't have to go to seminary to minister and preach the word of God. You need time in your devotions with the Lord, personal time. You need to study the word, and God will anoint you and equip you. I want you to understand, I could recall, oh, it was precious, at one particular service on this reservation, I had preached that particular evening, and we invited people up for prayer, and I was praying and ministering. Actually, I was ministering prophetically, and all of a sudden a commotion started, and I thought, what is going on? And it was really kind of distracting me. It was kind of annoying. And it wasn't a Brother Jim was, we were praying, and all of a sudden, I mean, there was this young, he was 12 years old. He had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he was just weeping before the Lord. It almost disturbed the services, and it was took an older Native American couple, and they finally gave me understanding of what was going on. It was like he was interceding for his people. This boy was so overcome in the Holy Spirit, his father had to carry him home. I mean, it was such a powerful move of the presence of God, this little child weeping before the Lord. God, we need that kind of power, saints. We need God's people alive. We need his people so in love with him, so on fire for the things of God. Beloved, with God's strength, with his manifested grace to us, to you, you can move from just being a hearer of the word to a doer. brother, sister, you can be a powerhouse for God. Perhaps the greatest reward we will ever be able to receive, the most beautiful words, are the words that Jesus will say, "Well done." And he will say, "Well done," to those who have been willing to be doers. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord." Oh, beloved, let me just pray with you. Let me believe, God, that those dreams, those talents, those abilities that God has given to you are going to unfold. You can't do it in your own strength, but the Father takes such delight. I believe that's one of his chiefest joys, is seeing the delight in seeing his children grow up, to see those beautiful things he has placed and deposited within their very being, in their spirit man, bear forth fruit for the glory of his name, and to see souls brought into the kingdom. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come and present every listener, Lord, who's been stirred and who wants to be everything that you have desired them to be. Lord, we don't seek after fame or fortune or the things of this world. An old song we used to sing, "Take this whole world, Lord, but give me Jesus." Lord, I'm asking that there will be such an anointing on your beloved right now that every bit of fear, the spirit of insecurity, the spirit of inadequacy, the spirit of "I can't do that," Lord, they can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth them. I pray for that anointing. I pray, Lord, for the power of God to come on them right now, and they shall have such a faith stirring in their heart, courage to step forth. Even as you spoke to Joshua, he had to fill big shoes, that of Moses, but you were with him. You said you would not, to fear not, you would not forsake him, and that you accomplished every one of your good words, Joshua declared at the end of his life. So, Lord, may it be done in our lives and in our behalf, as you alone get the glory, in Jesus' name. Beloved, it's been a privilege to be able to minister and share with you, and I'm going to be praying. And if you have specific desires, specific prayer needs, specific dreams you've been holding on to, and or courage to do the things God's laid on your heart, please write me. The announcer will give our contact information in just a few moments. And with that, I want to say thank you for your prayers, support. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.